This is the show.
It's Nevada, sir. Please say it correctly. It's Nevada.
At ToddTaxpayer.com.
It is great to have you all here. We have arrived. Finally, we have returned. Welcome back to the show at ToddTaxpayer.com. The number one podcast in Nevada for critical thinkers. It's been difficult. Ladies and gentlemen, after a decade, it has. Determining which topic to relaunch the show with. Imagine for a moment. Just stop what you are thinking. What is on everyone's mind today in Nevada? When it comes to a United States Senator, is it the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas for the open border? No. Is it $5 a gallon gas and double the price of basic food due to the government-created inflation through the Inflation Reduction Act? No. According to Senator Rosen, the number one issue the United States Senator from Nevada should focus on is the post office.
So I'm going to talk about the story of Reno, Nevada, Northern Nevada, Mr. DeJoy. I'm extremely concerned about your proposal to downsize the only postal processing and distribution center in Northern Nevada, one of only two in my entire state. Your proposed plan includes transferring mail processing operations from Reno out of state to California, which will negatively impact mail delivery service for Nevadans. Under your proposal, if one of my constituents in Reno were to mail a birthday card to her mother who lives on the other side of town, the letter is going to be driven 130 miles over to Sacramento, California, and then sent 130 miles back to Nevada to reach its final destination. And so I'd like to understand what analysis you undertook to conclude that moving mail processing from Reno to Sacramento would actually benefit Nevadans. Your staff has continued to assert that your plan won't undermine delivery standards for Nevada, but they haven't been able to explain how this is possible or provide me any of the data you've collected. And per what you just said, your team, they came and met with us, but they have not engaged with stakeholders in Nevada. I've talked to every one of our city councils. They have yet to receive data, and Senator Cortez Masto, myself, and Congressman Amade didn't receive it either. So I'd like to ask you a few yes or no questions, please, because my time is limited. Mr. DeJoy, the Postal Service standard for receiving and delivering mail in the Reno area is 2 days. The Postal Service is already failing to meet this standard, with outbound mail and service in Reno currently averaging about 4 days. I point this out because in order to take local mail from Reno to Sacramento and back to Reno as you propose, your trucks will need to go through the Donner Pass. I hope you're familiar with that. It's on I-80. It's the only way to get through Reno to Sacramento, which is subject to some of the most extreme weather conditions in the contiguous United States, with over 33 feet of snow annually, 100 mile per hour winds, and treacherous conditions during wildfire season. So, Mr. DeJoy, yes or no, do you happen to know how many days per year, on average, the Donner Pass is closed due to extreme weather conditions?
Why would I know that?
Well, you're the Postmaster General, and you're saying that you're going to go over this. So let me tell you.
What is completely obvious about what you just heard? Do you know? Think about it. Just give yourself a moment. What is completely obvious about what you just heard? Senator Rosen has not stood in line at the post office in at least 5 years. She drops it off at the Senate staffer who, you know, comes by daily with the mail cart once in a while. That's how often it works, right? They just come by in the little cart and drop the mail with them. They look in the, I'm sorry, there's a basket at the front desk where you put the mail, and the guy with the mail cart, maybe the gal, comes by and picks it up every day. Isn't that how the mail works? That's what it sounds like to me, at least for Senator Rosen. I'm not even sure she's ever traveled over Donner Pass. In fact, I'm not sure Donner Pass has ever been closed more than 48 hours in my entire life. Maybe twice. I'm just not sure about these numbers, Senator Rosen, that she's using to roast the Postmaster General. The surprise to me, though, is that this is the issue Senator Rosen decided to engage Nevada voters on. The post office. Oh, thank you, madam. Not the impeachment of Mayorkas for open borders, not inflation caused by artificial energy prices caused by the Biden administration on day one. Nope. Senator Rosen is upset about the post office. And she hasn't even stood in line there for 5 years. Wow.
Mr. DeJoy, the Postal Service standard for receiving and delivering mail in the Reno area is 2 days. The Postal Service is already failing to meet this standard, with outbound mail and service in Reno currently averaging about 4 days. I point this out because in order to take local mail from Reno to Sacramento and back to Reno as you propose, your trucks will need to go through the Donner Pass. I hope you're familiar with that. It's on I-80. It's the only way to get through Reno to Sacramento, which is subject to some of the most extreme weather conditions in the contiguous United States, with over 33 feet of snow annually, 100-mile-per-hour winds, and treacherous conditions during wildfire season. So, Mr. DeJoy, yes or no, do you happen to know how many days per year, on average, the Donner Pass is closed due to extreme weather conditions?
Why would I know that?
Well, you're the Postmaster General, and you're saying that you're going to go over this. So let me tell you, there were 15 road closures for over 37 days of closures just last winter alone. So, yes or no, before you proposed your plan to move out of Reno, did you collect data on the potential impact to mail service from severe weather conditions on Donner Pass? Yes or no, please.
Yes, within the organization.
I have that data? Your team has refused to give that to us. We are the oversight committee. I believe that the United States Congress has a right to this information.
I will give you the data that we have. I'll get with the team and send you the data we have.
So how do you plan to get the mail? Maybe you want to tell us how you plan to get the mail from Reno to Sacramento and back to Reno when there's only one route. I say one route, I-80. To take that 260-mile round trip when it's closed on an average of 37 days per year.
Let me start with the fact that we're investing significantly in the Reno facility to repurpose it for what we feel is the modern day need for postal service. The mail that we're moving, only 10% of it. We're only moving.
So you want to sacrifice 10% of my folks in rural Nevada? I have rural Nevadans, veterans, and seniors that still rely on this. That 10%, if it's you're in the 10%, it's everything. So a standard contingency plan here, Mr. DeJoy, is not going to work.
So if you're in Nevada paying $5 a gallon for gas, sorry, Senator Rosen is busy today. If you're in Nevada and you're spending twice as much for food, I mean the basics, milk, eggs, Senator Rosen is busy today. If you are a senior in Nevada and not sure how you're going to afford housing or heating, sorry, Senator Rosen is busy today. If you're a veteran and just, you know, mostly disgusted, that's what I hear all the time. Veterans are disgusted with what is going on in America today. Sorry, Senator Rosen is busy today. Senator Rosen has been very busy at the post office.
Before developing this plan to downsize the Reno facility and transfer operations to California, did you analyze how your proposed plan would impact Nevada seniors? And can you provide me that data here today? Yes or no, please.
We have a process to analyze the movement of mail. And
have you done one that would impact my Nevada seniors?
Look at that. We treat every delivery point the same.
Do you have one for Nevada seniors? So you didn't look at how it would impact my seniors. That's unacceptable. If you did, I expect to see that data as soon as possible, hopefully by the close of business today, please.
Okay, I got it. I figured it out, ladies and gentlemen. It's right there. Do you hear how Senator Rosen is saying my seniors and my veterans? That is always this weird superiority assumption that too many politicians make. Sort of this savior complex that people with power and disconnect develop. That's not about political party. It's about character. Yeah. Did you know all members of Congress have franking privileges? Yeah, it's right in the Constitution with the post office clause of the Constitution. You know what that is? Franking privileges? That's where members of the U.S. Senate and the House get to use the mail service. They get to use the post office for free. As long as it's for official business. Yep, if it's official business, you just drop it in the little basket at the front desk. The guy with the mail cart comes by and picks it up every day. Maybe it's a girl. And maybe they're non-binary. And they take it to the post office. That's what she knows, at least for the last 5 years. Now, that can include birthday cards from her office to her veterans and her seniors, if you know what I mean. Now, I get what she's upset about. See what I did there? She's mad because she's been sending out official birthday cards, and months later, while trying to get votes, nobody knows about the card she sent them because it's in Sacramento. By the way, she does not have to stand in line at the post office to complain like you do. Nope. And you know how that goes. She just calls a hearing in the U.S. Senate, not on the border, not on inflation reduction, even though she voted for the Inflation Reduction Act. Nope. Senator Rosen is going postal on the postmaster about the post office sending official birthday wishes to Sacramento.
I have to assume the reason I don't have the data is because you instructed your staff not to provide it to me when we requested it last month.
That's very inaccurate and presumptuous.
It wasn't provided to me when I asked for it last month, and it wasn't provided when we asked for it last week.
I didn't direct my staff to do anything with regard.
Fair enough.
You've been briefed many times.
So,
and your staff.
What about the impact of your plan on Nevada's veterans? We have over 225,000 veterans in Nevada. Yes or no? Did you collect data on the impact in Nevada veterans?
Mail delivered. Wherever their veterans live, this should have no impact. We're not.
So will you provide me that data? Will you provide me the data? Because if you didn't have it,
we can provide our plan as to how the mail will be transported.
So you didn't specifically see how it would impact Nevada veterans. That's actually unacceptable to me as well. I've again asked this for this information over a month ago.
If a veteran lives at a delivery point in Nevada, okay,
Nevada. It's Nevada, sir. Please say it correctly. It's Nevada.
If a veteran lives at a delivery point, our intention is to give him the mail in the timely service that we have.
You're not giving him in the timely service now. So what makes you think it's going to go in 4 days? I hope to see the data by the end of the day, please.
Whoa, boy, the Postmaster General is in trouble now. Yeah, that's my favorite part of the hearing right there. Nevada. You know, that's how most people back east and around the world say it, right? Nevada.
It's Nevada, sir. Please say it correctly. It's Nevada. It's Nevada, sir. Please say it correctly. It's Nevada.
Yeah, it's just so obvious that Senator Rosen has not stood in line at the post office in 5 years. Honestly, I have zero idea what Senator Rosen has done for Nevada in the last 5 years. Zero idea. Except sit there silently while President Biden has created a lot of chaos, uncertainty, inflation, military failures, foreign policy failures. What gets Senator Rosen to no longer remain silent? The United States Post Office.
It's Nevada, sir. Please say it correctly. It's Nevada.
We're going to take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, political advice worth $21,000.
This show at ToddTaxpayer.com.
ThePriceGenie.com. Quality at great prices. Clothing of every kind and design. Shirts, skirts, dresses, hoodies, sweatshirts, baseball caps, dad hats, and bucket hats. Subscribe to The Magic Lamp to get special sale prices and new products before they get to the store.
Each day.
Stickers, magnets, iPhone cases, Samsung cases. ThePriceGenie.com. Quality at great prices. Do you enjoy sleeping? Blankets, pillows, duvet covers, even shower curtains. Just don't sleep in the shower.
World traveler?
Backpacks, tote bags, duffel bags, spending time in the kitchen, aprons, coffee mugs, coasters, and clocks. ThePriceGenie.com.
Quality at great prices.
You know how to write, right? Greeting cards, postcards, notebooks, hardcover journals, even jigsaw puzzles if you think you can handle that.
Be a sub to the Magic Lamp
to get special sale prices and new products before they get to the store each day. Are you an art addict? Art prints, canvas mounted art, framed art, metal prints, wood mounted prints, acrylic block art, posters, and tapestries. New items magically appearing every day. Subscribe to the Magic Lamp, The Price Genie at ThePriceGenie.com. Quality at great prices.
Back to the show at ToddTaxpayer.com.
Welcome back to the number one podcast in Nevada for critical thinkers. Now, I specifically have some advice. Yes, that's true. Let me give you some advice, Senator Rosen. I have the secret to your electoral success in November. It is so simple. And I bet nobody who is advising you has told you this. Nobody. I am 110% confident none of your closest advisors, Senator Rosen, has told you what I'm about to tell you. And it's not free, Senator Rosen. If you happen to follow my advice, your campaign will owe me $21,000. You see, that's the price for this level of advisement, leadership, political risk. Because we all know that's what it takes. And I'm aware you're not used to that, Senator Rosen. So when you write that check for advice I'm about to give you, you'll know it's worth every penny. $21,000. Are you ready? Are you ready? It's exciting, huh? This is the secret you've been waiting for. Senator Rosen, to win the election for the United States Senate in Nevada today. Like, you can put all your competitors in the corner. Okay, hang them out to dry like yesterday's laundry. It's this easy. Senator Rosen, to win the election in November, simply switch to the Republican Party. Just walk down the hall to Senator McConnell's office and ask him if it's okay with him to join the Republican caucus in the United States Senate, and you will win the election in November in Nevada. And honestly, it's an easy switch for you, Senator Rosen. All you need to do is point to the extremist Marxist wing of the Democratic Party, who are chanting "River to the Sea," who are defacing statues of George Washington with Hamas flags, replacing the American flag with Hamas and Palestinian flags, the extremists who are occupying universities with anti-Semitism. Senator Rosen, I am aware of the threats you received last fall. It's awful. It is awful. That is not American, madam. It's not what America should be about. And I'm committed to changing hearts and minds so that it stops. Senator Rosen, come home to the Republican Party. We are the party that was founded on freedom, preserving our union, the party that freed the slaves from the party that rebelled for slavery. Come home, Senator Rosen, to the Republican Party. I know when you are privately watching what is happening in your party, it makes you cringe. There is no way you support some of this stuff. That is why you are mostly silent about it. That is why you are at the post office looking for your official mail that you get to send for free, and you are upset that it got sent to Sacramento. Now, Senator Rosen, when you announce your switch to the Republican Party, please send me an invitation. I need about a 48-hour notice to get on a plane and meet you back there. Have your representative contact my representative. And be sure you bring my check for $21,000. It's the best political advice you've gotten since Senator Reid got you in the game.
You've been listening to The Show at ToddTaxpayer.com.
Am I done? Am I finished?
There was a shoebox with a phone book in it.
And the kick in the can thing.
Okay.
No one envisioned
The Show at ToddTaxpayer.com.